Studies have shown that pregnant women who are seriously undernourished have babies who are more likely to be smaller, weigh less, and have various health issues. Now, new research indicates that even a modest reduction in a mother's eating can have a negative impact on her baby's brain development. It's important that pregnant women get enough food. They're eating for two, after all. And if there's a shortage, we're programmed to favor brain development, at the expense, perhaps, of size or weight. But even a small reduction in food can apparently affect the brain of the developing fetus. In a new study, researchers at the University of Texas Health Science Center gave some pregnant baboons a normal diet, while others ate 30% less food. Lead researcher Thomas McDonald said that when the mother had less food to eat, the shortage showed up in certain structures inside the developing infant's brains.
We have the ability to be able to pinpoint things like synapse formation, connectivity between neurons, and we found that supporting cells called glial cells are less mature than they should be at specific ages.
The findings of various problems in brain development were identified by dissecting the brains of the fetal baboons halfway through their normal gestation period, something that obviously wouldn't be possible with human subjects. The discoveries by McDonald and his colleagues may help explain what other researchers have learned about human children whose mothers didn't eat enough while pregnant.
I think, you know, what has been found in human studies is behavioral problems, certainly. Very decreased attention spans, lower IQ. I think that's the big thing. When these kids get to school, a lot of these kids just kind of concentrate.
McDonald says his study underscores the importance for pregnant women to focus on their baby's needs.
You don't want to shortchange your baby. You want to give them the best chance in life that you can. And I think good nutrition and really good prenatal care is the best thing a parent can do.
Thomas McDonald of the University of Texas, his paper on the impact of nutrition on fetal brain development is published online by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.